All right. Yeah, well, you mentioned, let's try that again. You mentioned transportation safety. What about school safety? You have a committee meeting scheduled about that, right?
Yeah, so I'm sure for a lot of families in our community, too, school safety is top of mind with the unfortunate school shooting at Annunciation in Minneapolis, and the violence of what's going on in our world today. We need to make sure we're doing everything we can to provide a safe learning environment for our students and our staff in our school. We're committed to that. Our county partners are committed to that. Donna Greiner, Emergency Management Officer at Stevens County, our county sheriff's department, our fire department, our ambulance service, all of those folks have come and stood next to us and beside us in preparation for hopefully a day that never happens, but we need to be as prepared as we can be. And so internally, we have a safety committee that works on making sure we're prepared and train our staff to be as prepared as we can be to respond in a situation, the unthinkable, if we have to do that. Or as everybody's aware, we had a glycol leak in the building we had to evacuate for. We've done some different things, and we need to be able to respond safely to those incidents that aren't the terrible, terrible ones as well. You know, just fire drills and things like that. We need to make sure our staff is prepared. And so we have a committee that's going to be working on making sure we're as ready as we can be.
All right. Yeah, that's absolutely paramount. So I'm glad you guys are taking the forefront on that. In lighter news, it's homecoming week coming up. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's a big week here at Morris Area Schools. Well, I like to consider every week a big week at Morris Area Schools.
Yeah,
but
sure.
But in the fall, homecoming is certainly a week of celebration. And our students, you know, school pride is really, really comes to the forefront during homecoming week. We had coronation last night. Riley Asmus and Hannah Schneider were crowned our king, queen. Congratulations to them and all the candidates that were up for homecoming. So that happened last night. And then certainly lots of events throughout the week. We have our Powder Puff football game, which is our junior girls taking on our senior girls at Big Cat Stadium at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. You certainly could come out and watch that. Excuse me. We have home events. Check our activities calendar. Volleyball games and things like that are going on in the district. And then we end up our homecoming week with a big Friday pep fest at 1:45 at Tiger Center, open to the public. Parade immediately following the pep fest. The parade route goes from the school down South Street, down Atlantic Avenue, and makes a circle back and comes back to the school. Please join us for that. That's an exciting time. And you'll probably find yourself getting some treats during that parade as well. And then the homecoming week comes to a conclusion with the varsity football game at Big Cat on Friday night at 7 p.m. kickoff with Dassel Colcato coming to town. And then our students wrap up homecoming week with a dance at the elementary cafeteria. So it's an exciting week. We have dress-up days going on. We have, school pride. Our pride day is on Friday. School colors. You'll see lots of Tigers out and about. Certainly join any activities. You're all welcome. Public's welcome to the Pep Fest parade. Check out and support our Tigers as they take the field or any other place that they're competing. They would appreciate your support.